Chapter 2.
Now you will find in the records that Jeremiah the prophet directed the deportees to take some of the fire with them, and that the prophet, after giving them the law, instructed the deportees not to forget the ordinances of the Lord, and not to be led astray in their thoughts when seeing the gold and silver statues in their ornamentation. And with other similar words, he urged them not to let the law depart from their hearts. Now the writing also tells how the prophet, following a divine revelation, directed that the tent and the ark should accompany him, but also how he went off to the mountain which Moses had climbed to see God's inheritance. And when Jeremiah arrived there, he found a room in a cave, and he brought into it the tent and the ark and the altar of incense. Then he blocked up the entrance. And some of those who followed him came up intending to mark the path, and they could not find it. But when Jeremiah heard of this, he reproved them, saying, "And this place is to remain unknown until God gathers his people together into a gathering and shows them mercy. And at that time, the Lord will disclose these things, and the glory of the Lord will be seen in the cloud, in the same way which it appeared in the time of Moses, and when Solomon asked that the place might be specially made holy." Now it is also clearly related how Solomon, in his wisdom, offered a sacrifice at the dedication and the completion of the temple. And in the same way that Moses prayed to the Lord, and fire descended from the heaven and consumed the sacrifices, so also Solomon prayed, and fire came down to burn up the holocausts. And Moses had said, "Because it had not been eaten, the sin offering was burned up." Solomon also celebrated the festival in the same way for 8 days. But these same things are also told in the records and in Nehemiah's memoirs, and how he founded a library in order to collect the books about the kings and the prophets and about David, and the royal letters about sacred offerings. Now, in like manner, Judah also collected for us all the writings which had been lost because of the war, and we now have them in our possession. Therefore, if you need them, send messengers to get them for you. Therefore, since we are about to celebrate the festival of the purification, we are writing to you. Therefore, please celebrate these days. But it is God who has saved all his people and has restored the inheritance to everyone, along with the kingdom and the priesthood and the sanctification, as he promised through the law. For we have hope in God that he will soon have mercy on us and will gather us together from everywhere under the heaven to his holy place. For he has rescued us from great perils and has purified his place.
Now this is the story of Judah the Maccabee and his brothers, of the purification of the great temple and the dedication of the altar, yet also of the wars against Antiochus the Illustrious and his son, surnamed Noble Father, and of the manifestations from the heaven accorded to those who, out of a love of honor for Judaism, performed manly deeds, so that, few as they were, they seized the whole country and drove off the barbarian multitudes and regained possession of the temple, famous throughout the inhabited earth, and liberated the city and reestablished laws which were in danger of being abolished. While the Lord graciously showed gentleness to them. All this, which Jason of Kurene set forth in detail in 5 books, we will try to condense into a single volume. For in view of the flood of statistics and the difficulties encountered by those who wish to plunge into narratives of the history due to the multitude of the material, we have aimed to gratify the souls of those who prefer simple reading, but also to make it friendly for the studious who wish to commit things to memory, but also to be helpful to everyone. And indeed, we, who have taken upon ourselves the labor of making this abridgment, the task is far from being easy, but is one of sweat and of sleepless nights, exactly as it is not easy for one who prepares a festive banquet and seeks the benefit of others. Similarly, to win the thankfulness of many, we will gladly endure these inconveniences. Indeed, we will leave the responsibility for exact details to the original compiler, but confine our efforts to giving only the outlines of the abridgment. For as the architect of a new house must give his attention to the whole structure, while the man who undertakes the decoration and the frescoes has only to concern himself with what is needed for ornamentation, so I suppose it is with us. Indeed, to enter into questions and examine the accounts thoroughly from all sides is the task of the original historian. But the man who is making an abridgment of the narrative should be allowed to aim at a paraphrase and to omit detailed treatment of the matter. Therefore, at this point, we shall begin our narrative, for it would indeed be tedious to write a long preface to the history, but to abridge the history itself.